Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Senate Finance. Time is 11:21, April 11, 2009. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Thomas, Senator Huggins, Senator Olson is arriving, and myself, Stedman. We have three pieces of labor today. We're going to start with Senate Bill 75, the capital budget, and other supplemental appropriations. And then we're going to finish today with Senate Bill 170, unemployment amendments, federal stimulus. With that, I'd like to go ahead and get the CS passed out. The intent here today is to adopt the CS and see the will of the committee. We're going to have about a 1 minute at ease while we distribute the CS, so we're at ease. To go ahead and call the meeting back to order. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 75 Finance version T as our working document.
And I'll object for explanation. Mr. Baker.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff to the Senate Finance Committee.
And as a good trusty aide, I see you're turning down the BlackBerry area.
Turning my phone off.
Doesn't want to pull the boss.
Where's his tie?
Yeah. Oh, and there's no tie, but I guess it is Saturday. That's okay.
Tie was cut out of the CS. Mr. Chairman, the CS you have before you, you also should have a report looks similar to the report you had last time, but we put the titles up top there, handwritten, so you understand it a little bit better. Section, the first column, which is principally section one of the bill, is the FY10 capital budget. The traditional stuff that came in the governor's amended request. In section four of the bill, the second column is the cruise ship items. The third column is the transportation stimulus, and the final column is the 09 supplemental. So previously we had a language section column, but we've moved those items into their appropriate section for totaling purposes in the report. The changes to the bill, the differences in the CS between this one and the one the committee saw yesterday, there's one project that we had left off, Department of Commerce Manufacturing Extension Program, which was inadvertently, the intent in this bill was to include all those items that have the, get all the federal money that we have available and include items that are federally matched. And this program, because of our understanding of the backup originally, just showed up as GF, but it's actually a program that the state, it's an art program that's been going on for years. The state puts up one third of the money, the feds put up one third of the money, and one third of the money is private. So that was an addition. It's on page 3, lines 6 and 7. It's $806.4 million GF for the Manufacturing Extension Program. The only other changes to the that affect the numbers on the capital portion of the bill is in the administration's February 24th amendment. That was the amendment that came over and deleted 13 items out of the transportation portion of the bill and moved them to the stimulus portion of the bill. As part of that amendment, there were also actually three additions to the capital budget in DOT. These are federal programs, federal projects, $28.9 million that were not electronically transmitted. So they've never made it into the bill. They weren't in our spreadsheet. And it wasn't until the CS came out yesterday that DOT pointed those out. So those have been included as we have all. There was never an intent not to include in the 2010 capital budget the federal receipt authority for surface transportation and aviation projects. So that total again was $22.9 million. Mr. Chairman, the rest of the changes are really technical. There were three Glen Highway projects and one Parks Highway project where we added the milepost numbers to the titles of the projects. There was an incorrect statutory reference on page 43 of the cruise ship head tax funded projects. It was wrong statute. That's been fixed. And there were, in the legislative reappropriation section, there were three reappropriations that had been submitted by offices that we weren't comfortable yet with them for the first version of the CS. Those have now been added in. Section 24, page 70, which is a Fairbanks area-wide reappropriation. Section 33, which should be on page 74, beginning at line 20. And section 36, page 75, which is the legislative operating lapsing reappropriation. You'll see some changes in that due to, as a result of a conversation with the House on the supplemental appropriation bill. We want to make sure that the money that's being made available to the Department of Law for the Endangered Species Act, there were some questions about how much of the lapsing balance was available. So we've made that change in the legislature's operating reappropriation language on page 75. The only other big change, Mr. Chairman, is we replaced There's two dividend pots that are available to the state that we need to, in order to get them, they've been declared 29.9 for Alaska Housing Finance Corp. and 22.7 of ADA dividends. So both of those have been declared by those corporations. They hadn't been spent yet in the budget. So we replaced 52.6 million of general funds with those two dividend fund sources. And you will see that on page 62. So the 15 million going to the Alaska Gas Inducement Act Fund is now coming not from GF but from coming from the ADA dividend, and also on page 62, line 29, the 25 million for the Renewable Energy Fund appropriation is now coming from Alaska Housing Finance Corp. dividends. The balance of the 52.6 that was available was put into federal aid, highway, state match, a one-for-one swap with general funds that was in the previous budget. So with those changes, the budget you have in front of you is 28.9 million in federal funds higher than yesterday's. That's because of the DOT projects I mentioned. It's 52.5 million higher in other funds and 51.7 million lower in general funds. And the difference between those two numbers is the fact that we added the 806,000 for the manufacturing extension program. And those are the changes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, I'll go ahead. Any questions on the amendment? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to, not excuse me, any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of CS version T. It will become a working document. Do we have any comments on the working document? Senator Thomas, do you have an amendment you'd like to speak to?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Yes, amendment number one is a relatively simple amendment. It simply swaps receipt authority from one particular project, which is the...
Hold. Do you want to move amendment number one?
Oh, yes, I do. Move amendment number one.
And I'll object for discussion.
Okay.
Senator Thomas.
As I said, amendment number one simply swaps receipt authority for two projects that had $10 million and $5 million respectively for the UA climate projects and the UA energy projects to the funding for the UAF energy technology building. At this point in time, with all the emphasis there is on energy, it was felt that that was a more appropriate use of at least federal receipts. It has absolutely no impact on the bottom line of the budget. It's simply receipt authority. It would allow the university to get the project started, or at least have a project, and allow them to seek stimulus money as well as compete for federal grants and private money. At this point in time, with the emphasis on energy, this is exactly the kind of thing we should be doing. The project itself, the non-general fund component is sufficient. This receipt authority would be sufficient to start the building, get a dry shell, and would position the university, as I said, to attract private funding and other federal funding, and may, in fact, eliminate or significantly reduce the amount of state funds required to finalize the facility. This is exactly the way the West Ridge Research Building was funded, with a large portion of UAS bonding capacity as well as grant money. And that's the short of it.
Okay. Well, have a brief that is. come back on the record? Senator Thomas?
Yes.
I thought you were making a statement for it.
Yeah, we, excuse me, dealing with the amendment number one, there's been discussion in trying to deal with this issue and trying to work on it over the interim. And then we're talking about having a meeting sometime in October, maybe September, with the Finance Committee and the University of Alaska Board of Regents, not only on their building construction plans, but also on deferred maintenance and a multitude of other issues we work on here every year. So this item is an item of importance, and it'll be looked at over the summer, and hopefully some conclusions drawn and then some action taken early in the next session. Thomas?
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that's a good idea, but as they say, timing is everything, so as long as we have assurances that we'll deal with that, and maybe the plan will be a little more put together at that point in time as far as the total funding for the building. If that's our understanding, then I would withdraw the amendment.
Okay. Amendment number one has been withdrawn. And there is a commitment from both chairmen to convene the Finance Committee in late summer in Fairbanks to work on a multitude of issues. Also, when we're there, I'm sure we're going to look broader than just the university. We've got the whole committee there. We have no other amendments. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, can we take a brief at ease?
Sure, at ease. come back on the record. We'll ask the OMB director to come forward with enthusiasm. Ms. Rayfield, welcome to Senate Finance. You've been here numerous times, so you know the drill. We'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then you can speak to the CS in front of us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With enthusiasm, good morning. Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Chairman, I know we have spent a lot of time together this session, and I think it's been a very productive time, and I appreciate the committee spending that time with us. As you know, yesterday we did release a revised spring forecast, and it is not significantly different from the interim forecast that we released back in February when we did our amended budget. So clearly, although there is some modest improvement in the forecast, it certainly has not rebounded and improved as much as we would like. So given where and the many times we have discussed our desire to reduce the amount of the draw on our reserves at the end of the year, I think we have agreed that to the extent that we can ratchet back on the budget and the spending in this year, it's going to help us moving forward. The committee substitute that the Senate has in front of the committee today does make some significant reductions in the spending plan as we had proposed. There are a number of projects that are important to your communities and to our agencies that are not in this budget at the moment. I think particularly given the revenue picture, the administration very much is willing to work with you on addressing those projects when the revenue picture does improve for the state of Alaska. That being said, there are some elements that we hope to be able to continue to talk with the committee about as the bill moves through the process. That would be making sure that we have included the funding necessary to match and leverage all of our other federal and other fund sources. So I want to be sure that we look carefully in those areas so that we don't inadvertently put ourselves in a position of not being able to capture federal and other funds. And also in the area of energy and resource development, the governor has four specific projects and priorities that are not currently in the bill that we would like to continue to discuss with you. And that, of course, would be the Alaska Spurline Project, the Dalton Highway, Western Alaska Access, and then some reservoir, the ongoing DNR reservoir study work that happens in the budget. There are, other items that we could talk about at the table today, but I understand and the administration supports minimizing that draw on the reserve and the budget as you have been working on it and putting out the reductions that you proposed today.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Senator Huggins?
Yeah, thank you. Karen, would you please repeat the energy projects? You just named some by name that the administration was interested in.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Huggins, the Dalton Highway, specifically milepost 9 to 11, we had requested it as at a $26 million project. There, the Alaska Gas Spur Line is an $8 million request.
Are we talking about in-state gas or
yes.
Alaska Spur Line? Those are, that's a version of in-state gas.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, Senator Huggins, I apologize. It's the in-state gas funding, the $8 million that would go to ANGDA.
Right. And if I could just stop you right there very quickly. In the constituents that I represent, there's some degree of frustration because when you said spur line, I thought you were talking about the railroad spur line, which is an important piece for Matsu Valley, but that reaches up to what Senator Thomas's area, North Pole, and other logistical pieces to move resources to Tideline. Could you tell me where the administration is on the Alaska Rail Spur Line as a priority?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Huggins, I believe that there was some funding in the budget last year for the Point McKenzie rail extension. I believe there was some funding in the budget last year for that. I think there's generally support for the project. We don't have funding in the request before you today.
Yeah, I'll remind you that last year there was funding. It was $20 million, and $2.5 million of it got vetoed. And we're running into this impetus. We can't get projects done because they're interceded in reduction of the funds, in which some of us consider in constituents. And I'm hearing from the different people that sit on the board of the port, in this case, advocating for the spur line, because we essentially had multiple routes and are ready to move forward, but we can't get any money through the system, i.e. the veto system. That's distressing for a number of constituents at Matsu's. So I would like to have an additional conversation with you on that particular subject. Thank you.
Any other questions for OMB Director? Thank you, Ms. Rizzo.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from committee members? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 75 /T with individual recommendations.
We have a motion on the table to move Senate Bill number 75 /T with individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. And just as a brief reminder, this is scheduled to be on the floor of the Senate today. We'll have a brief at ease while we set up for the next bill. That is. Committee back to order. We're going to bring up now Senate Bill 170, Unemployment Amendments, Federal Stimulus. This is the second hearing on this bill. The first hearing was April 7th. We adopted a CS version S. We're going to ask Senator Ellis for an amendment. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you having the bill before you. I would just note for members that in their packets they've had a letter of support from the National Federation of Independent Business. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Denny DeWitt gets a gold star for working with his folks in D.C. to analyze the bill and understand it from their perspective, and they're now in support of the legislation. And the brand new letter in the packet is from the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce in support of the legislation from Mr. Wayne Stevens. So just wanted to bring that to members' attention. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I thought the amendment had been adopted at the previous meeting, but I may be mistaken.
Well, we'll have a brief at ease. The chairman apologizes for getting so robust, seeing an amendment right here in the packet, not trying not to overlook Senator Ellis or other members of the committee that may have an amendment, but apparently this amendment was adopted on April 7th. Do we have any other questions, concerns on the bill? And then we have a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 170 /S with and accompanying fiscal notes with individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee, version S, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection?
As amended.
Do we have objection? Okay, seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so the committee will not meet. Next meeting is April 13th, 9 a.m. And we will post the agenda as early as we can. We're under the 24-hour rule. Meeting adjourned.